Watch, Soros-linked open borders activists demand citizenship for all illegal aliens. By John Binder on September 21, 2021. A number of open borders organizations linked to billionaire George Soros deployed activists across Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, demanding citizenship for all illegal aliens living in the United States. Days ago, Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough ruled that a massive amnesty plan for illegal aliens could not be slipped into Senate Democrats' $3.5 trillion filibuster-proof budget reconciliation package. In response, open borders groups like CASA de Maryland, Make the Road New York, United We Dream, United Farm Workers, the SEIU, and the Center for Popular Democracy sent activists out across Washington, D.C. to demand Congress include amnesty in a budget package regardless of McDonough's ruling. CASA de Maryland, United We Dream, and the Center for Popular Democracy, as Breitbart News has reported in the past, have been financially linked to Soros' Open Society Foundation for years. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, along with Senators Alex Padilla, DCA, and Bob Menendez, DNJ, spoke at a rally alongside Center for Popular Democracy activists. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, also spoke at the rally. Last night's ruling was extremely disappointing, Schumer said Monday of the McDonough's decision. It saddened me, it frustrated me, it angered me because so many lives are at stake. Senate Democrats have prepared alternative proposals. During COVID, immigrants, documented and undocumented, risked their lives to help others, and we are so proud of them and they are so much part of America, Schumer said. For months, Democrats had hoped to slip an amnesty for illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program, those employed on United States farms, those with temporary protected status, TPS, and those deemed essential workers into their budget reconciliation package. In August, a budget resolution framework put forth by Democrats revealed the amnesty would cost American taxpayers at least $107 billion. After McDonough's ruling this week, Menendez revealed that Senate Democrats are planning a different style of amnesty, one that would give green cards, and eventually naturalized American citizenship, to any illegal alien who claims to have lived in the U.S. before January 1, 2010. Menendez said Senate Democrats will soon make the argument to McDonough for the amnesty's inclusion in the budget reconciliation package so that it will only need majority support. Today, anywhere from 11 to 22 million illegal aliens live in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.